Good morning, everyone. My name is Jo-Cheo Kim, and I'm a PhD student at the University of Seoul, which is in Korea. I'm glad to introduce our work today. The title of this talk is Toward SLO Complying SSD Through OPS Isolation. This work was collaborated with Professor Dong-Yi Lee and Professor Sam No. Recently, flash memories are increasingly expanding as application fields from mobile device to server storage. Among those fields, today's talk focuses virtualization system with a flash-based SSD. Virtualization system should be responsible for satisfying the service level objective for each VM. Performance SLOs are generally achieved by isolating the underlying hardware resources. There are existing solutions for isolating CPU and memory, such as a VML project. However, there are very few studies for isolating performance of SSDs. To the best of our knowledge, there is no solution for isolating SSD as a storage. So we began to tackle this issue. For this issue, we considered a couple of questions. First, does each VM proportionally consume IO bandwidth of a shared SSD among VMs? For example, all VMs are satisfied with the given service classes. Second, how does the proportionality vary as the state of SSD is varied? For this, we consider two different SSD states, namely clean state and aged state. To get these answers, we performed the initial experiment. Here is the environment of an initial experiment. We use Linux kernel-based virtual machines on four virtual machines. To assign different I/O weight to the VMs, we make use of control groups featured in Linux kernel. Numbers on the top of each VM denote the given I/O weight. We use an SSD as a storage. For SSD, the clean and aged state are considered. For the clean state, we issue trim command to return the SSD to an empty state. For aged state, data is written to the SSD until it is almost full with the data and start to become busy performing garbage collection. Three workloads are used in the experiments. For each experiment, all virtual machines run the same workload concurrently. Here are results of an experiment for financial workload. The x-axis denotes all VMs per devices, while y-axis shows proportionality of I/O bandwidth. The I/O bandwidth are relative value to VM1. Please note that each VM is assigned to different I/O weight as shown in the figure. Therefore, here is the ideal proportionality of I/O bandwidth. On HDD, proportionality is relatively close to the given I/O weight. However, on SSD, proportionality is far from the given I/O weight. Furthermore, proportionality deviation is worse for aged SSD than clean SSD. Among the devices, aged SSD shows the worst service level objectives. One can conjecture that is due to garbage collection. Let me show you why the phenomena occurs. To find out reasons behind the disproportionality of I/O bandwidth from SSD, we need to monitor internal workings of SSD. As this is impossible with commercial SSDs, we make use of SSD simulator for the monitoring. We also use same workload as a previous experiment. Each workload is executed on virtual machine as shown in the left figure. To take into account the VM nature, traces are captured as a VM runs concurrently on real system. For simulation, the traces are injected into the simulator. Here are the monitoring results. There are three analysis points. First, mixture of data. The figure shows data layout of a conventional SSD when requests from multiple workloads arrive concurrently. Colored square boxes are data from each VMs and denote pages of flash memory. Color of data in pages corresponds color of each VM. Data from all VMs are mixed into a BOAC, which is a garbage collection unit. OPS denotes over-provisioned space, which is a reserved space for write request and used for garbage collection. Second, we found that there is interference among VMs during garbage collection. If a garbage collection is triggered while servicing a particular workload, first, a victim BOAC for garbage collection is selected, and then live pages are moved to OPS, like that. At this point, we observe that live pages from other workloads in the victim BOAC will be moved to a new BOAC during garbage collection process. Here is a number of process pages moved during garbage collection. For example, out of 190 kilo pages moved while executing the financial workload, only 30% of them are its own pages. From one VM's viewpoint, much of the work involved in the garbage collection process are actually unnecessary work induced by other work. Here is a conceptual figure for the interference problem. The figure shows that garbage collection operation employed by one VM is burdened with other VM's pages. It's the main cause of interference among VMs. To avoid the interference problem during garbage collection, each VM should pay only for its own garbage collection operation. The figure shows a solution for avoiding interference. In the figure, each VM employs their own garbage collector through partitioning OPS area for each VM. Consequently, each VM needs to pay for its own garbage collection cost. Now, let us introduce our proposed scheme called OPS isolation. The left figure shows internal of conventional SSD, while the right figure shows internal of proposed scheme. OPS isolation scheme dedicates flash memory blocks, including OPS, to each VM separately when allocating pages to each two VMs. Hence, it can prevent interference during garbage collection. Now, we need to consider OPS size per VM. Size of OPS per VM can be adjusted. How much OPS is allocated for each VM to satisfy SLOs? Here is a mathematical formulation for iObserver SSD. iObserver SSD is quite different from HDD. In the formulation, TGC is a crucial factor for iOps, while TProg and TExfer are constant value. TGC represents time to garbage collection, which depends on utilization of victim BOAC at garbage collection. And it is determined by OPS size. So OPS size is a main factor for IOPS. From the previous IOPS mathematical formulation, we know that size of OPS is a crucial factor for IOPS. To achieve IOPS of each VM, size of OPS is dynamically changed. Hence, IOPS of each VM can be adjusted. For example, if OPS of VM1 is enlarged, IOPS of VM1 is increased by delta. If OPS of VM3 is shrink, IOPS of VM3 is decreased by delta. Now, Let me talk about the evaluation of OPS isolation. For evaluation, we use SSD simulator, which employ page mapped FTL and use QE policy for garbage collection. We considered aged state aged SSD. We use financial, MSN, and exchange workers. The traces are captured as a VMs run concurrently on real system. To distinguish each VM, tags of VM ID must be informed to SSD. Here are results of the evaluation. The x-axis denotes group of VMs that are executed on concurrently. The numbers of x-axis are the x-axis denotes group of VMs. The numbers of x-axis are given I/O weight of all VMs. The y-axis shows proportionality of I/O bandwidth. From the figure, SL service level objectives are nearly satisfied by OPS isolation scheme. Let me conclude our paper. Performance SLOs cannot be satisfied with current commercial SSD due to garbage collection interference among VMs. To solve the problem, we propose OPS isolation. Allocate flash memory blocks so that VM is isolated from other VMs, and size of OPS is dynamically adjusted per VM. Evaluation shows that OPS isolation is an effective way for SSDs to provide performance SLOs to competing VMs. Thank you for listening. I'll be happy to take your questions.
Yours, Will, is done. Nice paper. Since the number of clients is large, quite large, you would consider there to be scaling issues in terms of separate ISO ops oscillation areas. Have you thought about that?
I'm sorry. Could you summarize your questions?
In your case, you just described four VMs on one SSD. More likely, it could be 100 VMs sharing that SSD in a real system. And I would think that having 100 ops isolation areas would create a scaling issue within the part.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had thoughts about that?
Yes. maybe this slide shows your questions. If a new VM, this figure shows there are currently three VMs are running concurrently. But nowadays, new VMs arrive. We assume that if new VMs, how much IOPS are required? And then SSD, our proposed SSD, calculate and whether it accept or reject depends on remaining IOPS in the SSD. Yeah, that's my.
Maybe we can talk this evening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm MJ coming from UT Dallas. Uh-huh. Actually, I have very similar questions that the previous one.
Yeah.
So I understand you made this kind of things based on the simulation study.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But in reality, the FTLs actually hide the complexity of the reserved lock, this kind of thing. They usually do not provide any information to the upper layers or users, this kind of thing. So how you actually expose OPS ADA or this kind of information to the host side so that the virtual machines can be detached attached with some specific OPS. What I'm asking you is how are you going to communicate between the SSD and the host side to allocate a specific OPS?
Yeah, maybe it's our future work. We need to modify some host interface to communicate some SLO information.
Okay. So when you talk about the host interface, is it specifically PCIe or the SATA?
Yeah. Maybe this figure shows your questions. Maybe we can use such as context ID or eMMC interface or.
Okay. So if you see the native command queues or the tag information queue, usually the tag that you mentioned is very limited. You cannot actually include, you know, 64 virtual machines, this kind of thing. So did you consider that kind of the scalability issues on a tag? Do you understand what I'm saying? If you see the table over the native command queue,
yeah.
Usually there is a tag field which only have 6-bit.
Yeah.
So then, you know, it's going to have just 64, mm-hmm. you know, the identifiers or the ID numbers. So then you cannot actually allocate more than 64 OPS or virtual machines. So then how are you going to handle, you know, some situation that you have more than 64 virtual machines?
It is supported by other interfaces such as maybe NVMe supports that, but it is actually our future work.
Okay.
Thank you. Let's take you offline.
Yeah, we're just about out of time. Could you ask a question really quickly?
Okay. In this architecture, the over-provisioning space is shared among VMs or separated for each VMs.
Uh-huh. Maybe this figure shows here.
So
left figure shows conventional SSD which all workers share OPS.
For each virtual machine, the over-provisioning space is shared among several virtual machines, mm-hmm. or each over-provisioning has its own over-provisioning space separately.
I'm sorry, I can't answer your question, sorry.
Yeah, maybe we can take this offline.
Let's take it offline.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.